Good morning. We're continuing Chiyot and Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Chafei, which deals with the melachos involved in the actual weaving process. And looking at Siman Dalet, where he discusses Terech Ha'orgim, Shemaskin Lechutz and Tchila, Baruch Yiriya Uberuchava, Pshnaim Orchzen Zemikan, Bezemikan, Bechut Shabbat Beshebet Alechutin, and Mesakan Osam Bezebet Zadzeh, Ashat Yasukula, Shesi Oy Erev. So the Terech of the Orgim is they run parallel strings across, either in the form of the Shesi or the Erev. And sometimes the strings get entangled with each other because they're taut. What's really happening primarily is one is overlapping with the other ones, etc. When you bang on them, they tend to vibrate. And in the vibration, they tend to snap back into their correct place. So this process of banging with a shevet, being shevet b'shevet, is part of the weaving process. Mesichas achutim k'terech orgim nigra mesach. So this process of stretching out the chutim across is setting up the loom. That's the mesach. He's arranging the threads on the loom. And when you start mixing them together, that's the weaving process. But this banging, which he just did, Simon Hay, he says, "Hamesach is chayv." V'shevet alachutim achis parko v'yisaktim hareiz atol this mesach. So mesach is chayv by itself, independent of the act of a riga. Just setting up the loom itself is considered chashev. It's a difficult work. It's something which is a necessary process. There's a lot of chokhmah involved in it. There's effort involved in it. It's a creative act, creating such a complicated thing and setting it up. So all of that is going to be considered the malacha of mesach. The banging with the shevet on the strings to get them into place is a toldo of mesach, and that's also going to be chayiv. However, Madatik is a chutim, mafridin be'esa riga, reza told the Zarek in Siman Vav. He says, once you've started the weaving process, you have the threads going into two directions, straightening out those threads, which are not only Erev or only Shesi, but they're a combination of Shesi and Erev, that's part of the riga process. That's going to be a total not of Mesach, but a total of Erev. Akulea Niman Besaras, a choldaber, reza told the Zarek. Braiding is considered a tolda of erig, but bedavka betolish of kalei b'saris rosh b'mechubra enuk erig. Braiding one's hair, a woman braids her daughter's hair. That's not going to be malach of erig. Nein darcha riga b'mechubra b'rosh. V'gamim sabra liskayim. So he says two arguments why this is not going to be chayiv. It's going to be Asumit Rabbonon, but it's not going to be Chayiv, because it's not considered Derech Riga to do a Riga while something is Mechubra onto the body. Tevia from off the body, there is such a case which is described in the Torah. But a Riga on the body is considered Shloka Derech, it's not going to be Chayiv. And because it's on the body, which person tends to move around, etc., it tends to be so Ein Tzavar Liskayim. This last point of Ein Tzavar Liskayim is going to be debatable, because we mentioned before that there's this discussion how we define the length of time which is considered Miskayim for these malachas. The Chayyara mentioned this idea that maybe the definition for this purpose is not something which is Miskayim for long periods of time. It's Miskayim for the time that it's going to be needed. That being said, usually braids are, theoretically a person would braid for a long period of time, and since it doesn't last with that, that's called Ein Tzavar Liskayim. But taking this thought and moving it forward, braiding shetel hair, so that's not mechubra l'roish, it's not considered part of a person's body. It's a separate entity. It's a kli. So the malacha of a riga, of the braiding, would apply to it. Except for the fact, I mean, except for this kayim as a mitigating fact, which would make it not from a deraisa, but it's a drabonin. But it's also a drabonin to braid shetel hair. Braiding a person's hair is also a drabonin as well under the malacha of boina. There's a count of binyan which applies to a person's body, and that's going to be the area where Chazal put this Issur Rabbanan under the Malach of Berna, but it's not considered a Riga. Okay, have a good day.